One of the reasons behind the massive success of Facebook is that it lets users share and comment on other people's posts. But that's also why drug companies are now running away from social media. As NPR's Nancy Shute reports, pharmaceutical pages have begun disappearing from Facebook.
Last week, a Facebook page called Take on Depression suddenly disappeared. ADHD moms disappeared too, and so did Epilepsy Advocate. Because Facebook changed its policy, companies will now have to let people comment on drug company pages. In the past, drug companies had been reluctant to create Facebook pages without a guarantee that they'd be closed to public comments, a unique accommodation on Facebook's part. Amy Tenderich thinks it's high time the drug companies quit walling themselves off. She's a diabetes blogger and founder of Diabetes Mine, an independent site.
The notion that they would be able to put up these Facebook pages and then close them off to comments is ridiculous.
On her site, people with diabetes comment a lot. They share information on what drugs they're taking and give each other advice on dosages and problems they're having. But drug companies have to play by different rules. The Food and Drug Administration requires that each time they mention a drug, they also have to list its risks and side effects. Tony Jewell oversees social media at AstraZeneca.
You see some of those magazine ads that are 3 and 4 pages long and you wonder why they are. It's because we're communicating the full risk, benefits, and appropriate use of the medicine. That's a little bit harder to do in a social media channel like Facebook or Twitter.
Companies also worry that they could get in trouble with the FDA if people post inaccurate comments on drug company pages. Jonathan Richman writes the blog Dose of Digital about drug companies and social media. Here's his example of the kind of problem a comment could create.
So they might say, oh, Lipitor is great at whitening your teeth, which it's not approved to do. But if they say that, the question becomes is what's Pfizer's essentially liability? What action could the FDA take based on somebody else posting that?
In fact, the FDA hasn't come down on a single drug company for allowing public comments. But it also hasn't told the companies how to use social media and still follow what's known as the fair balance rule. So for now, most companies are shying away from social media. Here's AstraZeneca's Tony Jewell.
For now, until we fully understand what we can do and can't do, I think you'll see conservatism in the industry.
And it may well be that Facebook just isn't where most people want to share personal health information. Here's Jonathan Richman.
So you probably don't want to necessarily broadcast that you're on an erectile dysfunction medication or about your herpes or toenail fungus medication.
And he thinks that when people do look for health advice online, they're much more likely to turn to a patient group like Amy Tenderich's, not a pharma site.
Well, is the pharma company watching me and tracking me, and what are they going to send to me, and what information are they going to share about me? It's a really difficult proposition for a pharma company to sell to somebody to say, well, join our brand new community versus join what's already out there.
But Amy Tenderich says patients would benefit if they could ask advice from experts at drug companies. And drug companies would gain, too, because patients would let them know just what they think about their products.
I would like to see them really looking for feedback. I mean, they could get so much fantastic, free, you know, very high-value feedback from their core customers if they would do it right.
But to do that, the drug companies will have to get better at something they haven't been too good at online. They'd have to listen. Nancy Shute, NPR News.